You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more about Monty's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to this 8th episode reading from Horse Sense for People. This chapter is about round pens, their origins and advantages. This chapter is also about our environment while working with horses. My father started working with horses independently when he was only 4 years old. We have video and photos of him winning trophies nearly his size while riding Ginger back then. He's been fortunate to work with horses nonstop his whole life. That experience, and given a love for horses and a curiosity about better ways to train the flight animal, puts him in a very unique position to be comfortable even in new situations and environments. In 1989, when he was demonstrating his methods of starting an untrained horse in front of Queen Elizabeth II, he had considerable experience in the communication with horses and their training. His surroundings, however, were highly new and uncomfortable to him. In these experiences, we often worry about things that won't make a difference to the outcome. What people think, their skepticism, and other negative thoughts rarely help us in these situations. If we hold in our minds and in our bodies all that we know about the flight animal, we can be more comfortable in the training of our horses. Horses have no agenda when they come into the round pen. Their instinct is to move away. And their instinct is also to size us up as either leaders or something to be ignored. Listen in how Monty gave support and leadership to that first horse at Windsor Castle and gave Queen Elizabeth the confidence in Monty to send him out on tour to change forever the way we thought about starting a horse to its saddle, its bridle, and its rider.
The round pen. I didn't invent the idea of the round pen. In pioneer days, it was often made of interlaced logs. The round pen became a part of nearly every ranching outfit in Western North America. They go a long way back in cowboy lore. You will often see them in the paintings of Charles Russell, Frederick Remington, Edward Boreen, or more recently, J.N. Swanson. Most of the round pens of the Old West had a very large tree trunk standing in the center, with deep grooves worn into it by the ropes that were used to restrain the wildest animals you could imagine. A couple of wraps around this snubbing post could cause a wild horse to come crashing to the ground, literally at the end of his tether.
What's great about hands-on gloves? First, they remove hair beautifully. The nodules are designed to grab loose hair without pulling. Second, you can use them wet or dry. Dry brushing, bathing, shampooing, they do it all. The gloves don't slip when they're wet, which is a huge deal for bath time. Three, you have way more control than a traditional brush. Your hands follow the contours of the animal's body, around the face, down the legs, under the belly, over the hips. No awkward angles, just natural position. And, you know, the last thing is animals really trust them because it's your hands doing the grooming. Horses and pets accept them much easier than a hard plastic brush. They're great for young horses, sensitive-skinned horses, rescue animals, animals new to handling, and they protect your hands, too. We trust them. You can, too. At Monty Roberts University, we have one of the most comprehensive, accessible, and transformative equine education platforms in the world. Here's what makes it truly exceptional. We have over 900 video lessons from Monty himself and top trainers all over the world. We learn the language of equus on there. Monty Roberts University is built around Monty's lifelong work of decoding equus, the nonverbal communication system that horses use naturally. The university teaches people how to listen to horses and respond in a way that builds trust instead of fear, changing training relationships forever. You can learn anytime, anywhere. The platform is available 24/7 on any device, and it's proven gentle and science-backed methods. We solve real-world problems. The university covers issues that riders encounter every day. Spooking, bucking, trailer loading, tying, catching, leading, groundwork, and more. Demonstrated on real horses with real behaviors. So come learn with us at Monty Roberts University. There's new lessons every week. We have fresh content that keeps the learning alive. Students get new episodes featuring Monty and guest trainers, special horses, and behind-the-scenes insights from the farm. Go to MontyRobertsUniversity.com. Come learn with us.
The round pen was the classroom for traditional horse breaking. Horses were restrained, blindfolded, and broken to submission. The ranch horse generally faced his first days of domestication in the round pen, learning how to comply with the wishes of man. It was also a place of injury and death, as many equine lives were lost during the breaking process. The lives of horsemen were lost in round pens as well, and injuries to them occurred in far too great a number to chronicle. I remember seeing a round pen in northern Nevada where an old rancher had created a tradition of painting black and white crosses on the planks. The white crosses were for cowboys that died, and the black crosses were for horses. I can't recall the exact number of black crosses. I think there were 30 or so, but I remember being transfixed by the three white crosses at the far left end of one plank. They stood out like neon against the darkened wood. The round pen allows your animal to move without stopping the flow of energy, as an enclosure with corners would do. It also allows the person directing the activity to travel a lesser distance than the horse, which is necessary given the physical superiority of the equine student. At Flag Is Up Farms, I have several round pens. They provide me with the optimal environment within which the horse can learn. The round pen is where I introduce the horse to the idea that he and I are on the same team. The horse has a natural understanding of the concept of the herd and teamwork. How often can the same be said about people? When I first met Queen Elizabeth, I have to admit, I was nervous. I'd been asked to demonstrate my join-up technique in the riding hall at Windsor Castle. When I was introduced to the royal family, my pulse rate shot up. The round pen I would be using for my demonstration was wire mesh linked in sections. Okay, I suppose, but I'd never started a horse in one of this type before. I didn't know if it would work. And to add to the problems I already faced, there would be people sitting around the outside of the pen in full view of the horse. I had no idea how that would affect join-up. I have never started a horse with my adrenaline as high as it was that day when I was introduced to Her Majesty. I was subjecting myself to a considerable change in context. A wire mesh pin, people all around the outside, and a heartbeat like an express train. But once I stepped into the pen and started working with the horse, I realized that this new environment was not going to affect my ability to communicate. The moment our work began, my pulse rate returned to normal. I guess the reason for my surprise was that I'm so much more confident when I'm comfortable in my working environment, where my equine and human students are concerned. Normally speaking, the better my surroundings, the more successful we are.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as we did. If you're eager to learn more and connect with the incredible world of Monty Roberts, we have so much more to share. Beyond our insightful books, you can explore comprehensive courses through our online university. Join us at inspiring events and tap into a wide variety of educational materials. It all starts at MontyRobertsUniversity.com/library.